You are listening to a Mountaineer podcast from WVUSports.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. We'll go ahead and get started on our media teleconference with Coach Huggins. A reminder, if you need to mute your phone, hit star 6 on your phone, please. We'll go ahead and open it. Questions for Coach.
Hey, Bob. This Virginia Tech team looks a little bit, at least makeup-wise, like you in terms of they're coming off of a bad season. They've completely remade their roster. They've got a lot of freshmen, a lot of new faces. They've even had eligibility problems with a couple of young guys. Do you see that similarity there, and do you have any idea, you know, given that, what's going to happen in a game like this?
No, I think they've got more back than what we've got back, I think. I haven't paid any attention to that, Dave, to be honest with you. I'm just trying to figure out how to win games.
Well, how do you win this one? What do you see out of Virginia Tech?
Well, I think they really shoot the ball. I think they're really good in transition. I think they shoot the ball extremely well. I think they probably, the last game, probably were a little bit like maybe we were early on. We didn't make any shots early. But, you know, as I told you, I think we're very capable of making shots, and then we did. And I think they're very capable of making shots. And they spread you. And I think, you know, they spread you, and they've got some people inside who can score. I think when they really needed baskets, they threw it inside.
Hey, Coach, this is Justin. Obviously, Tech is coming off, I guess a lot of people would think that was an upset loss to USC Upstate. I'm sure your players kind of see that stuff. Do you tell them, warn them about, you know, hey, a team like that usually come back and it'll play harder now? Or do you not even mention their first game of the season? Or?
Well, I don't think there's any question that they'll come back with a lot more resolve. And I would hope that the few upperclassmen we have, I would hope that they would convey that to the younger guys. You know, I think we're still gonna, the people who set the tone for us are still gonna be Staten and Harrison and Kevin Noreen. So, you know, with Terry out. So, you know, I would hope that we would realize that.
Yeah. Is Terry still out then, or?
Well, he went about 10 minutes today, which is not enough to know what you
not enough. Yeah.
Bob, well, you were pleased with that first game. What do you have to do to move forward? What does this team have to do to improve off of it?
Well, I think two things, Bob. I think we have to defend a whole heck of a lot better than what we defended. And we have to rebound the ball a whole lot better than what we rebounded the ball. And I think those are two things that over the years we've done probably better than most, and we're not doing it as well as virtually anybody right now. You know, we're fortunate we made some shots, and as we all know, there's going to be some games when those shots don't go down. And so we're going to have to stop people. And I think what's really disappointing is that people have gotten so many second shots and second opportunities because we haven't rebounded the ball.
Rebounding is something that, takes hard work, but also it takes a lot of experience. When you have a lot of young kids, they really, you know, because of their athletic ability in high school and the likes, they haven't had to really be rebounders, per se. Do you expect that to be a project year-long?
We recruited Devin Williams thinking that he would do what he did the Fairmont game, get a bunch of rebounds for us. And, you know, Nate's got good hands, and Nate ought to rebound it a little bit better than what he's rebounded it. Certainly our guards have rebounded it in the past. We're going to have to team rebound. We don't have the one guy who's gonna you know, go get you whatever 12 or 13 a game. So we're going to have to team rebound it. But we've been in that situation a lot of times, and our guys have team rebounded. We just didn't do that. We got beat to too many balls, and our balance and our base hasn't been very good. Therefore, balls are bouncing off our hands. We've got to do a better job of just, you know, creating a good base and creating some space.
Coach, have you seen anything from Virginia Tech in particular that you have your guys practicing this week?
Yeah, well, of course we have. I don't think that's anything we really want to have in the paper before the game.
Any other questions?
That's it for me, man.
Thanks,
thank you all.